At the outset, the ICRC wishes to congratulate Chile and the United Kingdom for having completed their mine clearance this year, in spite of the technical complexities and challenges in surveying clearance. Despite this welcomed achievement, 32 state parties remain contaminated by anti-personnel mines, and several of them are not fully on track in implementation according to the Landmine Monitor and the Mine Action Review. We note with regret that one state party failed to submit to this meeting a request to extend its Article 5 deadline of 31st December 2020 and risks being non-compliant with Article 5 and Paragraph 3 of the Convention and consequently undermining the Convention's integrity. We wish to stress that the integrity of the Convention relies on its good faith implementation by all state parties, including through the timely submission of extension requests when necessary. We stand ready to support the Committee on Article 5 implementation, the Presidency, and the Implementation Support Unit in stepping up efforts to ensure effective implementation of mine clearance obligation by all concerned state parties. Turning to the anti-personnel mines of an improvised nature, the ICRC has repeatedly called upon state parties to confirm that obligations of the Convention apply equally to anti-personnel mines that are industrially manufactured and those of an improvised nature. In this respect, we welcome that the Austin Action Plan addressed the issue, notably through Action Number 21. The full implementation of this action is in particular relevant in view of the high number of reported casualties in 2019, of which the vast majority, 80%, are civilian, largely due to the large-scale use of improvised mines in several contexts, according to the Land Mine Monitor report. We urge state parties with improvised mine contamination to ensure that such contamination is reported and removed within the established deadlines without delay. We also welcome the inclusion in the Oslo Action Plan of a new section dedicated to mine risk education and reduction. In view of the critical importance these activities play in protecting civilians from the risks posed by landmines pending their clearance. In this respect, we risk to support state parties in establishing an evidence-based baseline for implementation. Working with the Iraqi Red Crescent Society, the ICRC established the data collection and the tool process in some of the heavily affected parts of Iraq. This is just one example of the 51 weapon contamination projects carried out by the ICRC in collaboration with Red Cross and Red Crescent Society in 2019. It is important to underline that the global COVID-19 pandemic has augmented risks associated with mine contamination to affected communities and vulnerable groups, in particular, refugees and IDPs. In this respect, we are pleased to share that the ICRC, together with Red Cross and Red Crescent National Societies, continues to disseminate risk awareness and safer behavior messages in contexts such as Iraq and Syria, using alternative virtual or other distant communicating channels. In conclusion, the ICRC urges state parties to take all necessary measures to ensure that the deadlines set out in Article 5 and the extension request process be followed, with the aim of achieving the ambition of a world free of anti-personnel mines as soon as possible, and to reinforce risk education and reduction measures in the meantime. Thank you.